Now, what was your work like as a buyer? What were the things you did? Did you travel very often?
I traveled to New York. There were different buyers that went European or West Coast. I did most of my buying in New York, and most of the time I was in New York over a week and then back home every 6 weeks. As far as working in the store, I had to travel to the Fort Worth store, the Dallas, Preston, North Park store when it opened. That was in the 60s, so that was during, that was one of my things. And then when they opened the Houston store, so my traveling was done more into the stores to be sure that, the staff in my department, was familiar with, the different things. Of course, we didn't have the communication that we have today. You know, now it would be easy. There was, in the downtown store, there was always a morning meeting so that anything new that came in, it was the buyer's responsibility to be sure that the staff was aware of the new merchandise and also the size ranges and the color ranges. So we were more sales to the sales staff. And we had long hours. I was at the office early and sometimes before was there after the store closed. And, of course, it was a seven-day week. If the store was open on Sunday, you know, sometimes Sundays I had to go in too.
My goodness, that sounds like a lot to juggle, especially since you have two children.
Yes. Well, I had a good helper, a housekeeper that would come in when I needed them. So
that's wonderful. I'm sure it made all the difference.
It did. So, but it was a wonderful experience, and of course, it's something that I think back on and think how blessed I was to have been where I was without an education and be able to make a decent living and for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.